Carrie Ann Burnett, a migrant worker in Nova Scotia, was diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2022. After losing her job and healthcare coverage, Burnett was forced to pay out of pocket for expensive surgeries and chemotherapy treatments. In a press conference held on Monday, Burnett, along with Stacey Gomez, manager of the Migrant Worker Program at No One Is Illegal Nova Scotia, and Chiego Booker, Burnett's attorney from the Halifax Refugee Clinic, announced that Burnett will receive federal health care coverage until January 2024, when her temporary resident status expires.
So Carrie Ann Burnett, who's with us today, is a mother of six and grandmother of two. Last year, she left her home in Jamaica to come work on a strawberry farm in Nova Scotia. And while working here, she received the devastating news of a cancer diagnosis. And she was advised by her doctor to remain in Canada to undergo life-saving treatments. And unfortunately, after becoming ill, she was fired and lost her private healthcare coverage. And so since December 2022, Carrie Ann has been awaiting a decision on her application for the Interim Federal Health Program, IFHP. And finally, on August 11th, she received a positive decision on her application.
Burnett's battle with cancer was amplified by her lengthy battle to receive healthcare coverage.
It has definitely been a long road. And it was challenging at times. At times I was so ashamed. Like one time when I went to get pharmaceuticals, and I was told by workers that I can get it without having insurance. And when I went there, I was told I had to pay for it out of my pocket. And there was a line there, and I was so embarrassed, but anyway, I did pay for it. And there are times when I went to the hospital for treatment and I was denied because of not having health insurance. So those feelings were like devastating, but I had to fight.
Gomez says she is hopeful Burnett's case will set a precedent in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, I think it's important to note, you know, with the Interim Federal Health Program, Carrie Ann's situation is rare. And I think Chago could speak more to that. But It's very important. It's a very important win for migrant worker rights in Nova Scotia and also in Canada. There have been other cases where, and we regularly see migrant workers who are injured or who are severely ill, who are repatriated back to their home country without getting the proper medical attention. And so, one, I think Carrie Ann has just been so brave and courageous in saying, no, I'm going to stay and get the treatment that I need. And also speaking out, because we know that there is widespread abuse of migrant workers under the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program. And many workers fear speaking out because of reprisals against them, where they could be easily fired, sent back to their home country, and not able to come back to work in Canada again. And so Carrie Ann has decided to be very public about her case. And we know many workers who are have not been able to do so due to fear. And so it's just also very important in this way as well.